Noise has worsened the quality of life, yet of all forms of pollution, it has received the smallest amount of attention. Where air pollution can kill and water pollution cause disease, it is very difficult to detect the effects of noise. Air pollution produces something that can be seen and smelled: smog, haze, dust on the tabletop, dirt on hands and hair. Water pollution makes lakes, rivers, bays, and oceans filthy and foul-smelling. But noise is here and is gone. Who can even say what it is? The standard definition is unwanted sound, but unwanted by whom and when? A hotel guest complained to the manager about the noise of the piano playing in the next suite, goes an often told story. But it is Arthur Rubinstein practicing for his concert, was the reply. The guest invited several friends to come to her room, where they could have the privilege of listening to the great artist. Clearly, one man's joyful sound is another's noise. Technical terms for the measurement of noise are unfamiliar. Anyone can grasp the facts of air pollution as measured by the number of parts per million, ppm. But noise is measured in decibels, dB, a unit not in everyday usage. The basic unit is named after Alexander Graham Bell. 0 decibel is arbitrarily set as the softest sound the ear can hear. The sound of breathing as one sits quietly reading is 10 decibels. The sound level of a wilderness area, where the silence is broken only by the rustle of leaves or the cry of a bird or small animal, is about 20 to 30 decibels. Rush hour traffic can reach 92 decibels. Aside from the thunderclap of 120 decibels, a sound level louder than 100 hardly ever occurs in nature. To make such noise commonplace requires the efforts of man. A jet plane at takeoff equals the thunderclap. The loudest that is bearable is 10 million times greater than 0 decibel. Measurements are obtained with an electronic device, the sound level meter.